6:24 p.m. in the Mid-South area. Good evening. I know, right? Yeah, it's just me. It's just Monica with Unradio Radio. I'm still wore out. I just want to let you guys know that boat lag is a thing. And I just hopped on real quick to say hi and to let you guys know that the internet totally sucked. Yeah, no, I know, right? Gulf of Mexico, what was I expecting? Well, you know, when they sell internet packages and you buy the best one, or you have it bought for you and gifted, well, you kind of expect the internet to work. But even like the app, like so you could keep in touch with your kids or, you know, your group or people you meet, whatever, even that thing wasn't working. Like I couldn't find my child. She wasn't getting my messages. It was the large boat. It was not a 2,000 person. It was a 4,000 person. I went to the fitness center once because, like, why? I walked. My legs should be, like, so strong right now. I don't know. I should probably find another fitness center and see how much I could press. No, I shouldn't. But, yeah, so I just wanted to hop on. Just wanted to say hi. Having a Monday on a Wednesday. Is today Wednesday? Oh my God. Seriously, I think I may need some Dramamine. But, yeah, while that internet wasn't working, which they refunded us for. See, they even knew that it sucked and that we should have had better. Their whole system was down first day. So that was, well, actually that didn't really affect me too much. But anyway, it was fun. I'll save some of it. Yeah, we can talk about it later. Just wanted to hop on, say hi. I'm still here. I survived. Barely. It was awesome. A little stressful. So proud of my daughter. Swam with the dolphin. Okay, no, I said I was going to save this. Pokemon stuff, like everything that I missed while the internet sucked. Yeah. Pokemon stuff, kind of old and kind of sort of new, I guess. I don't know. As soon as I got stateside, something new was happening. But yeah, big shout out to Pablo for helping me keep my streaks and all that jazz. And I will have Professor Cody on here shortly. I had to run some errands and he's totally out raiding, so let me get my wobbly sea legs back in the house and get my bearings. Yeah, no, I'm still out of it. So this will be an interesting podcast on Pokemon. Yeah, so stay tuned. And remember, no matter where you are in the world, keep it unreal. Because freaking everything's unreal around here, so why not, right? So, you're about to trade me a Zapdos or a cow? I'm confused.
I mean, there probably is a Zapdos cow somewhere out there in the world.
I mean, it is Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been a fusion of Zapdos and Miltank somewhere before.
Probably in somebody's computer in their sick mind when they were in there and they had some free time. And so they were like, hey guys, look at this Pokemon I came up with.
Or whenever Whitney's Miltank was using a rollout and you try to hit it with an electric attack and it just rolls right over you.
Okay, sure, whatever he said. Hey, so, like, it's Momo, and, oh my God, Cody!
It's been a while.
It's been a while, because I was on a boat, man.
Yeah, you were a boat, and.
I was. That whole song keeps playing in my head. I mean, I don't know if you caught my snap before the internet went to crap, but I, like, had a snap that had the boat, and then you could swipe up. And it took you to the YouTube of I'm on a boat with T-Pain and
like that, yeah.
Yeah, the SNL crew. They go by something. Oh my gosh, I should know it. But I love that song. I'll refrain. But I was still too till the very last day. Was looking for a shirt that said I'm on a boat. But, you know, bleep. Yeah. But I could only find I'm on a boat.
Of course.
You know, and that wasn't necessarily for as many kids. It wasn't like you know, oh my gosh, can't believe that shirt. Don't look at that shirt. Or how dare you wear that shirt? No, I mean, the kids were like cursing. It was insane. Like these, I don't know, 12, 13. Okay. And as soon as they see me coming, they did it with my daughter. They did it. I watched it. It's just whenever any aged young man saw the late, you know, the girls coming, they just, their chest all of a sudden their spine tightened. And I swear to God, these kids, because dude was talking about one, his friend's grandma. And then all of a sudden, he goes, man, you fucking did that to his own grandma. And I was like, wait, what just happened? Your whole voice changed. And then he said the F-bomb, like, just like that, like four more times, unnecessarily. Like, I almost felt like going, look, that's not even grammatically correct, like, for cursing. And I should know. But, no, anyway, that's not why we're on. Cody's about to trade me a Zapdos.
Yep, one that's got the Thundershock move, which was part of Zapdos Day this past Saturday. But our lovely Momo was too busy enjoying cruises.
Okay, so Saturday was a day at sea. Actually, my teeth started gritting again because we were on our way back. But Saturday was the second dance that October and her company got to do. And that's the one where she got lifted up into the air coating. Lifted up and then into the splits while the boat was rocking.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. And I mean, she was just up there so great. And I was like, oh my God, October. I mean, still so proud of that girl. All of them, they had so much fun. They were entertainment. That's right. My daughter, that's really why my arm got twisted. You know that, right, Cody? I mean, she said, look, we want y'all to, you know, dance, and if you can come, great. If we get enough girls, cool. And, you know, some seniors, got a great mix, perfect mix for what we needed, because it's not feasible for everybody, and people have plans that they, you know, last year. Because I also learned that the reason why I was hearing stories of this is our 10th cruise, and I'm like, what? This cost me $5,000. Like, how are you on 10 of these? Well, no, it's all those emails I've been getting ever since I signed up before I ever left. They have deals, and if you book in it way, way in advance, see, so that happens. And it happens with a lot of vacations, and of course it was like, duh. But that's not the point. My daughter was entertainment because she was going to go and experience this. Well, no chaperones, because honestly, I might not have gone, man. You know, that's a lot of money. I'd have let her have the experience because, you know, that's what parents do. Damn it. Sacrifice so they get the cooler experience, right?
Right.
But our parents, they did that for us, right, Cody? Just keep telling me that because I have a feeling. I just have a feeling. Anyway, no, I kid. I love my mom. Love you, Mom. But no, no chaperones. So, I'll twist my arm. I have to go? Darn. So.
Well, shucks.
But I caught a lot of cool stuff when the internet was working in Mexico, and got in a gym in Costa Maya. Or was it Cozumel? Man, I don't know. 7 days, 4 stops. My daughter was dancing on Saturday, though, but I did miss out. I did. The whole incense thing worked until we got out of the Delta. And then it was shoddy, and I'd have to go all the way to the top at 2 a.m. Then I got to play. And then after that, it was, no. Never again, I didn't get to play. So, all right, so he's about to trade me a cow. Wait. Zapdos from Saturday.
Yep.
Because I was not here. I was on a boat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're having lots of fun.
Look, I got some kind of tan.
Yeah.
It's something. Sort of, right?
Something to behold.
Well, I don't know. We're calling it a tan, damn it. It's as tan as I've gotten. Oh, well, that's the bruise from when I fell. Never mind. I'm going to get the Zapdos, and then Cody and I will be right back with Pokemon news and tips. Pokemon Go, wait, what's it called?
You had it.
Pokemon Go news and tips with Professor Cody and Momo. Oh, I gave you top billing that time. I still feel like I'm on a boat. It's cool.
Maybe it's because you've turned into a boat?
Well, boat lag is real. I'm just saying. It is.
This is true.
No, things will hit me and it'll feel like I'm on the boat again. I don't know. That's not cool because, like, I'm not really on the boat. I mean, dang, that's actually kind of mean. All right, let me grab the Zapdos and then Toadie's got to catch me up.
Yeah.
Because I, like, missed out, apparently, on a lot. It is 9:49 p.m. in the Mid-South area. Good evening. It's Monica with Unradio Radio, and you know what time it is. That's right. It is time for Pokemon Go news and tips with Professor Cody and Momo. That's right. Professor Cody is here. Say hello, Cody.
Hello, hello. Weren't you gonna brainstorm ideas about the Unradio Radio thing while you were on your boat?
Oh.
Like, wasn't that something you were going to try to do?
Hey, there was a lot of things I was going to try to do on that boat. You know what I wound up doing? Walking, running, being late. I mean, my God, it was go, go, go. There was so much happening, so much going on. We had our own itinerary because the girls were dancing. The excursions. It's like, hurry up, you know, gotta be here and keep up.
It's,
and
like, hurry up and move, hurry up and move, hurry
yes,
up and move.
Yes, everything was timed and, you know, great authentic food, but here, like, shove this down your face, okay, now get back on the bus, okay, and yeah.
It's like, we got a schedule to keep, let's go.
I know, it's like, I thought that was like my vacation. And because of our dancing, it was different, you know,
yeah.
We couldn't pack the normal, you know, 10 articles to make 35 outfits, whatever. We couldn't do that. I mean, shoot, she had like 10 costumes alone. So, you know. But I was on a boat.
Yeah, I'm sure you had lots of fun.
Well, it was fun until the internet got janky. And I couldn't play Pokemon.
That darn technology.
I mean, I threw an incense and it was pretty cool, you know. I've got stuff to trade for distance, y'all. Gulf of Mexico, look out. But yeah, nothing on the boat, you know, of course, no gems, no stuff. So basically, you had to pray your excursions. Now a couple of them did, one did not. I mean, we rode to the very last ranch.
Mm.
You know, basically this man has really cool property and we tandem biked and, then we, this underground, freshwater cavern, so there was a rope, because freshwater, you will not float. You let go of the rope, you will fall, you know, to the bottom. I mean, you have to, I guess you could swim, of course, but you won't float, so you're exerting, you'll get tired faster, more likely to drown. So they were like, don't let go.
It's like, don't try this.
It wasn't very long, but it was still cool. And I went again and just hung out down there with the tour guide, just talking about how I, you know, splunked back in the day. And, and there was a bat right in front of us. It was pretty cool.
Mm.
And, yeah, lemon trees everywhere. It was really cool.
And did you eat the lemons?
Yes, I actually took one. It really kind of wasn't ready, but...
It was ready enough.
It was ready enough, and I wound up, like, squeezing it into a beer later. It was pretty cool. It tasted all right. And then they fed us. And yeah, the tandem bike riding was fun. October was scared. That was awesome. That was awesome. I was scared for a second, though. But no, it was too short, of course.
Everything's too short.
Yeah.
But everything enjoyable, at least.
Yeah, but that sunrise over Belize, I stayed up all night because I knew we weren't going to take an excursion to Belize, and you couldn't even dock close to Belize. You had to get on this other boat, and it boated you in, because it's just, it's too shallow all around Belize.
Right.
But we had agreed, but then I kind of did, was like, okay, yeah, we'll go in and see what we could buy or whatever. But, you know, there was a half and half mix coming back, like, be glad you didn't, or, oh no, that was where blah, blah, blah. So, but I knew we were staying on the boat, no excursion. So I was like, okay, I brought my one bottle you're allowed to carry on. And I was solo on this trip. My daughter was dancing. No one would chaperone her, you know, so I have had to go.
Yep.
Forced on a cruise. I mean,
no.
I know, twisted my arm. But yeah, twisted my arm in my bank account. But well worth it. But no, I found a world. This new thing that they added on the Carnival ship, or at least this one, were hot tubs along the side. And I mean, it was pretty cool. Yeah. And so I found one open, because they usually, and I'm like, wait, these are usually closed at 9. It's like 4 a.m. So I was like, hey, it's open. I looked around. I was like, this is open. I'm going in. And I did. No one saw. And it was great. And I drank my champagne.
They said it was open, and it was actually open.
Yeah, I drank my champagne, and I watched the sunrise over Belize by myself in a hot tub on the side of a cruise ship. And it was heaven. I mean, talk about awe and just glimmers galore. And then I dozed off, and security woke me up and asked me if I was okay. And I said, yeah, and that I found it like that. But that, yeah. I was groovy. They left me alone. Then they came back and said, actually, they need to clean it. And I said, no problem. But yeah, because they take care of you, you know. Yeah. They're not going to, you know, unless you're just really doing something, you know, they're not going to be like, hey, this is closed. Get out of here.
It's like, get out.
Right. I kind of expected that, though. But no. So, but enough about that. The internet went out. And we all got refunded our packages, thank God, because I spent a lot of money to, like, not
have no internet.
Yeah, have no Wi-Fi on the boat like I was supposed to. Sometimes, like, 2 a.m., I could go up to Deck 12, and one night, I got to play Pokemon again. So, yeah, I got things closer to where we stopped, you know, like Cozumel, I think. But yeah, and then of course, like I said, only two of the places had Wi-Fi, and even one, the man pretty much said, you're just gonna have to go stand by that table, because that's where the modem is. And I was like, okay,
it's like lovely.
So yeah, I got to spend a few stops there, so I didn't get as many like gifts from you know, neat place, you know, but it is what it is. I'm just glad they refunded us, because I felt that was a little unethical. Yeah. To be selling packages you can't use.
Yep.
But they were having problems when we got on. System was down, and I almost was like, maybe we should just like catch another boat, right? I mean, that can't be good. Like, your system's so
this is not a good omen.
Right? Isn't the system that, like, helps the captain steer or anything, right? But no, it was huge. It was a Carnival dream. It held like 4,000 people. But because I had no internet, I missed all kinds of stuff. And of course, I was on a boat on community, whatever, their day. Wasn't there like a lot of days? I missed a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so basically there was that Thursday, this past Saturday. I think you were on your way back then.
Yes.
But basically for
three... Crying. Sorry. Go ahead.
For a three-hour window, we could get... potential shiny Zapdos, and every single one that we caught, whether it was shiny or not, had the fast move Thundershock, which it normally cannot have. It was actually coded in the game for it to have Thundershock upon release, but it never, they basically took Thundershock out, gave it Charge Beam instead, before they released it.
Why? Like, why the last minute? Never mind.
Same reason that Dragon Tail was supposed to be a fast move for Kyogre, but they took it out before they released it.
Oh, because somebody said, ooh, let's save it. Let's make it special and give it to him later.
Yeah, whenever Kyogre does get Dragon Tail, oh my gosh, it's going to be so good as an ice attacker into dragons. But That's not important for now.
Right.
What's important for now is the fact that people could get shiny Zapdos. So I was with Amanda, Electra,
Sup Electra.
Yes. And quite a few others. We had our own little group kind of going.
Mm-hmm. Where were y'all at?
We started at the University of Memphis. We started, cool. We did three on campus, then kind of slowly worked our way toward Overton Park.
Cool.
We hit a couple off campus, then we hit Broad Avenue.
I love Broad.
Yep, and then we got to Overton. And throughout all of that, let's see, Amanda got two shinies. Someone that we were with, they got three shinies back to back to back. I'm like, well, I need that luck somewhere.
Who was that?
So we were with,
I know when you're with the whole big group.
Yeah, so we were, well, I actually know who it was. We were actually with, Nisha, her husband, her son, and, one of her friends from out of town, from Nashville.
Oh, cool.
She is one of the admins in the Pokemon Go Memphis group on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
And they were with us the entire day, and her son was the one that got three shinies in a row. And I'm like, okay, if it can't be me, at least it's the son. At least he's got something to be super, super excited about.
Meanwhile, the game still hates me.
Yeah, no.
No, like, God, he's like, yep, it really does.
Yeah, so on the way to the U of M, like, basically, Amanda, Electra, and I, we all met at GPAC out here and carpooled over to U of M. And I was going to save, like, my catch of the day for the first Zapdos I did because it was my 7-day streak. I was going to stack a star piece with it. And I told myself, before I left, don't click on anything that could be shiny because you know it's going to be shiny and you're going to have to catch it and you're going to ruin your plan. I didn't listen to my plan. I tapped on a Roselia and, of course, it was a freaking shiny because the game knew I was trying to say, I was trying to use a star piece for my first catch of the day.
Whatever.
And
you still got a shiny Roselia. I'm hitting all the Roselias. All of them. Not one shiny.
So I ended up having to catch that without a star piece, and then
poor Cody. I really feel nothing here.
So something really strange did happen.
What happened?
Well, first and foremost, Electra somehow did not get a shiny the entire day. I was very sad.
Okay, that's not like her. She usually gets one.
Yeah.
She's always getting one.
Yeah. She did not get any. So once we get to next friendship level, I get to trade her one of mine.
Awesome.
Wait,
you can trade shinies?
Yes, it just costs a ridiculous amount if they don't have it until you get to, I believe. Once you get to Ultra Friends level, it actually becomes bearable. But at Great Friends level, it's still 800,000.
Well, no one will ever trade me a shiny. You know why? Because I don't have any shinies. And I go, I'm just...
I'm sure you do. Come on,
I know. I'll move past it because you have a lot to tell me.
Yep. So the last raid we did which was at Overton, it was at the Crocodile Gate, which is actually near, kind of in the zoo parking area. We got to it with like about a minute and a half left, like before the end of the event. So basically, we all got in. There was eight of us that got in. And the problem is, we were kind of in an illegal parking area and there was a cop nearby. So as soon as the battle started, we had to move, out of range of the gym, because we had to kind of wait in that illegal parking area until the lobby was done. Then we could move. But the problem is if your first team faints out, you cannot go back in.
That happened to me.
And it will actually kick you out because you're out of range.
Yeah.
And there's actually a way around that, and I didn't think of it, before we started. I should have thought of it before we started, because I know it, but I didn't think of it.
Okay. Spell it.
And so, basically, as they, everyone else faded out, except for me. So, I was basically, for about the last 40 seconds, by myself trying to finish the fight. And I managed to finish it with, I think, 15 seconds left. Because it keeps the damage everyone does. It's just when they fan out, they can't join back in to keep contributing.
But they still get to move on.
No.
Because of out of range.
Out of range, and it was the end of the event, so we couldn't go back and click on the gem to get them. So I was the only one that got a chance to catch it. It was not shiny. I was really hoping it was, just as a memento of sorts.
Well, I mean, come on. You couldn't be the only one in there hanging on and get a shiny.
At least a perfect. At least make it a perfect. But it wasn't a perfect. It wasn't a shiny. I don't even think it was good.
Yeah, you're right. It totally sucked, but...
But, so basically the way to get around that, because that's the more important thing with this. The way to get around that, when you fade out, it goes to that white screen where it's like all of your Pokemon have faded and you have the option to rejoin the battle. Do not click that. Just stay on that screen.
Okay.
And hope and pray that everyone else can, like whoever's left, can finish it in time. And if they do, it will give you credit for it.
Because
basically the way the server works, once you go to rejoin, it recognizes you're out of range and will kick you out because you're not in range. But if you don't press anything, it doesn't get a fix on where you are. It just assumes that
you're still there.
You're still in the battle. And once the battle ends, you still get the normal credit for it you normally would.
See, knowledge is power. Knowing it's half the battle.
Yeah. The other half of the battle is letting everyone else know so they don't make that mistake. And, well, I was not smart enough to do that.
G.I. Cody and Mo. No. Okay. Yeah.
So, anyway, that was that.
Well, cool.
Anyway, that was that Thursday.
So then what happened? What else I missed?
Well, we have a new legendary Pokemon in raid battles.
I saw it when I drove in. Yep. I drove in at 6:32. And there was this thing at my, behind my house, swinging its little arms. Yeah. Or it looked like it was.
Yeah, so there's some new raid bosses. The legendary Pokemon is Registeel. It's a big robot-looking thing.
Right, but it swings its arms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
kind of like a ragdoll.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's bad.
Okay, but wasn't the other one that was steel? And ice or whatever?
The other one was ice. That's Regice. It's actually, at least due to the fact that ice types in general don't have a lot of strong attackers, like Regice was decent in that realm. But Registeel, so how base stat conversion works from the main games over to Pokemon Go. In the main games, Registeel is basically a mix between Regice and Regirock, where Regice has super high special defense. Regirock has super high physical defense.
Mm-hmm.
And Registeel is a blend of the two. It has very good physical defense and special defense, but not like super, super high.
Right.
But that doesn't translate into Go at all because it just takes whatever your highest defensive stat is. But because Registeel's defense stats are even but lower than the higher defense stat for Regice and Regirock, it gets screwed in that. Uh-huh. And it also gets screwed in attack because the attack is the same way.
Uh-huh.
Because it gets middle of the road attack and special attack with Regirock and Regice.
Right. I just know that the Regice that I, everyone I got was kind of good. They was hard to get.
Yeah.
He's a bugger.
Now, thankfully, that does mean Registeel is a little easier to fight because it doesn't have as much offensive presence. It doesn't have as much defensive presence. So it is a little easier to battle it.
Okay, but catch.
I actually would say it's more annoying than Regice.
Welcome back. We'd like to thank Paul Thompson.
Yeah, thanks for that interruption, buddy. Greatly appreciate it.
Right?
We still love you, though. Maybe.
Yeah. So
she gets to decide that, not me.
Well, no. I was just trying to type and it just kept ringing, but when you're typing it, yeah. And then I'm not sure if it got recorded, but nonetheless, you were trying to tell me if it was easy, the new legendary was easy to catch.
So I actually have a harder time with Registeel than I did with Regice. I actually somehow only missed one Regice. But most of the ones I got were not good, so maybe that's why. It's like, it's not good, we'll give it to them.
But even the ones that weren't that great, I could not catch. They would not stay in my ball.
I think part of the problem for some people with Red Giants is that they changed where its circle was about halfway through it. Like, it was around for a couple of weeks, and they actually changed where the circle was. It was, like, near the point of its head, and then they moved it to pretty much the bottom of its body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might have contributed to the difficulty some people had.
I don't know. I still believe in this thing, y'all. And Cody has seen it. Right outside of the red ring. If I've managed to hit it.
It won't count?
No, it caught it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Excellent, excellent, excellent. Nothing.
Yeah,
right.
So that actually brings me to a funny story. The only red giants I did miss... I hit, I kid you not, and I wish I had screenshotted every single
one
of
these. Wasn't I there?
Maybe.
Excellent.
No, not for this one. I hit 13 straight excellent curveball throws.
Didn't get it.
Nope, did not catch.
And I kept telling you. I was there, and I kept telling you, dude, hit it right on the outside of the red ring. I'm telling you.
I think I tried that the last two times, but because like I kept hitting excellent so effortlessly, I couldn't not do it.
No, I know. I was like, that's not on the outside, Cody.
I'm trying.
That's another excellent, Cody. Okay, that's another excellent. Like, I'm walking. I'm walking away, you with your excellence. And your nose throw.
Oh, yeah.
This dude can throw the ball. Wasn't that an excellent?
Thanks, Ho-Oh. I love you.
Yeah, that was the Ho-Oh, yeah. Yep.
I actually could see the circle on that. I don't know how I did that.
That was
I'm like, wait, I can see the circle on this. Let me try to get an excellent curveball throw with my nose.
That is on my Snapchat, by the way. I did save that.
I need to, see that.
Yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
But Registeel is not the only new raid boss around.
But, what?
Registeel is not the only new raid boss around.
What's up?
So, we have two new Alolan Pokemon that are raid boss exclusive right now.
What?
I still need one, because the only two of them I've seen have had, 5 minutes left on them, and I can't do it by myself.
Okay, well, I need to know what they are.
The first one is Alolan Raichu.
Oh, surfing on the surfboard. Yes. Got one.
Yep, it is an electric psychic type. Unfortunately, I can't really do anything with that psychic typing, because they decided not to give it a psychic type fast move.
And it's kind of weird, because he's, on a surfboard.
Yeah, he does.
But he's psychic.
He looks so cool, though. He's very cute.
No, he is. He's not like the others. He doesn't have that sharp features. He has the round features.
Yep.
The little cute one to pinch your... Cody, you're going to pinch your cheek.
Yep.
I know.
The other one is a complete and total badass. It's Alolan Marowak. And he's a ghost and fire type. He completely changes type from... He is normally a ground type, but this one is a ghost and fire type.
Very cool.
Unfortunately, you're not going to do a whole lot with it offensively, but he is very cool looking. He basically just gets a darker shade. He gets a bone that's got this little ghost smoke fire coming out of it, coming out of both ends of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's hitting the bong. We know what he's doing.
Man, when he attacks, he looks so cool because he'll just dance and twirl that bone around.
Oh, what?
And then it is just so cool to see.
I want to see that.
I love it. That is the one I don't have, though.
God, Cody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so basically, Alolan Raichu is a tier 3 rated boss, which means with proper counters like Groudon, Tyranitar, Scizor, things like that, you can solo it.
Okay.
However, Alolan Marowak, for whatever reason, is a tier 4 raid boss despite its Kanto counterpart being only a tier 2.
Of course.
I don't get it either.
Mm-hmm.
And it is actually very difficult to duo.
One for people like me, one for people like you.
No, even for me, it would be very hard to duo in neutral weather. Like, I would actually need rain weather to be able to do it with one other person. And they would have to have, really good stuff like Kyogre, Gyarados, things like that.
Yay, I have that kind of deck now.
Yes.
Thanks to y'all.
So, basically, neither one of them are going to be seeing use in battles. but they're very cool. Like, Raichu's very cute. The Alolan Marowak's a badass. If you haven't gotten the Alolan Exeggutor yet, A, what have you been doing? But B, it is a tier 2 raid boss now, so you can cancel it very easily. It's double weak to ice, so yeah, your ice attackers are going to be dominating that thing.
What's going on with field research? Anything special? What's Professor Willow up to now?
Nothing special right now. Like, we've had Snorlax for a while. It's coming up on the end of the month, so we should be getting news on what the August research breakthrough is going to be pretty soon, but no word on that yet.
And any guesses? Has there been a pattern?
No, unfortunately, there hasn't really been a pattern.
No, there really hasn't.
They did legendary birds, so that was a pattern.
What did they bring?
And I thought that they were going to do the legendary dogs next.
Yes, that's what I need.
But you know, then they threw Body Slam Snorlax at us as a way to reintroduce legacy moves. So
what? We got to go back through everything and get his legacy move?
We don't know that. This could have been a one-off thing. They could be planning to do this with something else.
Sounds like bets. Let's place a bet.
I think we're actually going to get Shadowclaw Gengar.
So you're going with the dogs?
No, I'm going with the legacy move for August.
Okay, I think we're gonna get the dogs. I think because I wanted to.
I think we're gonna get Shadowclaw Gengar, mainly due to the fact that that is something people want so badly.
Really?
It's actually very. Basically, Gengar is such a good attacker because of Shadowclaw. Like, he's still good without Shadow Claw because he has a very high attack stat, but he's that much better with Shadow Claw.
He's fast. I like him. He's like,
he's that much better with Shadow Claw. Like, if you like him now, he's that much better with Shadow Claw.
Well, and he's purple. It's my favorite color. Yep. He could be prettier, but whatever.
I think it'll either be Shadow Claw Gengar or the Legendary Dogs. I'm kind of leaning toward Shadow Claw Gengar.
Oh, you have to do that because, like, we just placed our bets.
Well, that, but I also think that September, October, November, that's when we got, I believe when we got the legendary dogs last year.
Well, that's when they were first introduced, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, like bring they it were back. In, they were in raid battles then, and they might be in field research those same months 1 year later.
See, now you're just giving people tips on how they should bet. So, like, Colin... We'll be taking bets, but he went with the Gengar.
I went with the Gengar. That's just what
I'll set up the chalkboard. Yeah. We'll start getting the odds going.
For all I know, Walsh is supposed to be wrong, and then give us something.
I know, right? So. Well, what are you gonna do? Like an Elkins?
Probably.
I would get on a plane and then go slap Niantic. How far would I have to go? Don't they have a U.S. office?
They probably do. I just don't know where it is.
That one was in California.
So we're going back on a cruise over to California?
Well, we could just get on the red eye and be there a lot faster.
Okay, it works for me.
Yeah, but we can port out of Los Angeles to, like, somewhere, right? Yeah,
right.
Somewhere. Geography? Yeah, there's no map here.
What map?
I know, your map's Pokemon, so... Yeah. So
that is not everything.
Okay. What else?
We recently got an update. Some minor things, a couple of major things. First of all, you can get Stardust from Gifts now.
Yeah.
Finally.
Right.
You can also nickname your friends. Yes, you can give them nicknames. So if you're having trouble remembering who a certain person is... because if you're like me, you have way too many friends and you actually need to use Monado Purge.
Oh, yeah. because, like, Cody over here is Mr. Popular.
Ugh. It's actually a curse right now because Niantic has a limit of 200 friends. Niantic, up the limit, please and thank you.
See, listen to him. He's like, I've already been capped. What's this?
You can also up the 20 gifts a day limit. That would be greatly appreciated.
But, I'm just sitting over here like, I got my four friends. What? what? No, I have 20. Ha ha. Yeah, I know, right? You had 60 like within 5 seconds.
It felt like it.
I was watching it. Well, I mean, you're Professor Cody. I mean, you have your own thing. People ask you questions. People know to come to you. People know to bring their phone to you at raids because they know your catch rate.
speaking of that, I did 3 Registeel raids today, actually. The first one I did was in Collierville, and true fashion, what you're talking about, like, someone hit me from stressing my catch rate, like, I had just thrown, I think, the second ball at mine, and, it popped out, and I was about to throw another, and then just someone just, like,
did what they do,
offers her phone at me, and I'm like, what, why? And then I look at the CP, I notice the CP, I know exactly what it is, I'm like, crap. It was perfect. It was 1292.
Wow. You got it, right?
It wasn't looking good for a minute, but I did finally get it, I think, with 3 balls left.
Wow. Because wouldn't you felt bad?
I would have, actually.
He does every time. It's so cute. I mean, and people are always like, it's okay, it's okay. Because you give your phone up willingly, you can't get mad.
I mean, I did actually legit feel really bad for someone at the Mewtwo raid last month. Or not last month. Wow, last month. Last week. Yeesh. It was a mom and her... I think a kid that was like 4 or 5 Aww. Years old, and it was his first Mewtwo. Granted, I only had 3 balls to catch it, but I hit X on every throw and it popped out. It ran.
Well, you remember my first Mewtwo was the beta, and I gave you a shot at it, didn't I?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
But like, you were so bombarded.
I think you gave me a few shots at it.
And then I took my phone, but I think somebody else needed you or whatever.
I remember
I was 26 3/4.
I remember that because like I wasn't used to Mewtwo's distance like at all. Like because yeah. I wasn't even in that raid. I was there because Shannon wanted me there. She was like nervous about like battling right. and catching it and stuff like that and.
Okay, but then in the group, it was said, Professor Cody will be there, so.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, somebody who can tell me, like, what the heck I'm supposed to be fighting this thing with? Because right. I had no idea. And I'll never forget. I was like, so how's it going? Because you were just beep-bop-boop-bop-beep-bop on my phone. And you were like, well, I wish I had a better dex to work with. I mean, all sassy and everything. Yeah. And I was like, I did say I was 26 3/4, man. I'm lucky to be here.
And I was like, yep, that's true. I'm just...
Right? Like, half of everybody wanted to kick my butt. The other half said go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that.
Right. Now I can't remember what topic we were on.
I know. But the last few things that are going on.
Right. So you get stars from gifts.
Right.
You actually get experience for sending gifts now. I think it's 200 experience per gift that you send.
I'm almost at 36.
Yes, I noticed that.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yep. And what else? Oh, yes. So the actual big thing that dropped with this update.
Yes.
Pokemon that you trade has the potential to be classified as lucky Pokemon once you trade them.
I read that.
And
then I got very confused.
Yes. So basically for lucky Pokemon, apparently the longer you've had the Pokemon in your storage, in your Pokedex basically, the more likely it is to be lucky when you trade it.
Right. So that means it will...
So basically, a lucky Pokemon, the Stardust cost to power it up is cut in half for every power-up.
Okay.
So I did that...
Oh, I see.
So basically...
Some little perks.
Yeah, so basically, for example, if you have, like, a Pokemon at level 20... that's the most common scenario is when you get from eggs, from raids, etc.
Right.
Normally, to power it up all the way to level 40, it costs 225,000 Stardust.
Oh, my dear God.
But you cut that in half, it becomes 112,500.
Right.
Which is much more bearable.
Yeah.
And even the cost to level 30, which is normally 75,000, that is cut down to 37,500.
And doesn't it have the chance to, like, be even better than
when yes, the IVs will reroll when you trade. Because yay, RNG on top of RNG is the best thing ever.
Is it likely to be a shiny?
No, it won't. It won't be a shiny.
Oh, well, thank God. Because do you know how I would just be so... You know.
Yeah,
it.
It won't be shiny.
You know, when I say hold my phone and I start,
If it's a shiny when traded, it's still a shiny. But if it's not a shiny when traded, it still won't be a shiny.
Well, I'm just saying. If I traded something, it turned into a shiny for that person. Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh, you know. You know, I'll be like, go hold my earrings.
Yep. Unfortunately, the candy cost is not cut in half, so you're still shelling out all the candy you normally would, but at least it's a lot more bearable to power up from a Stardust perspective.
Huh.
But yeah, I think that's everything major with the update. So that's everything with the update, but there's one last thing to go over. So, remember how you were talking about patterns with the research breakthrough?
Yes.
Well, we discovered a pattern, or so we thought, with the Community Day Pokemon, where it would go from a starter Pokemon to a Pokemon in 10 kilometer X with 3-stage evolutions, and it would go in Pokedex order. Yeah, they broke that trend. They figured out, we had figured that out, and they just decided to break the trend, because guess what? We are getting a big surprise for Community Day, should I say Community Days.
What?
Yep. So, August 11th and August 12th.
What?
That weekend is Community Day.
Like, just certain hours, or?
Yes, it's still the same 3-hour window both days, but we get the Pokemon that pretty much everyone was hoping would be a Community Day Pokemon, but never thought would happen.
What's that?
Eevee.
No, that's what you wanted. Eevee's your favorite. He's blushing, you guys. He was like, everybody's getting what they wanted. No, Cody is getting his dream come true. Yeah.
So
no, Eevee's awesome.
Yes, so
I'm still in search for that 100.
Yes, so Eevee Community Day... Or days.
I know.
I guess Community Days? No.
Yeah.
It is a
Community weekend.
Yeah, pretty much. It is... We don't know what the exclusive move will be. We don't know if it's going to be exclusive to Eevee or if each of its evolutions are going to get one.
And then how's that going to work?
We also, how are its evolutions going to work? Because the only way to evolve Umbreon outside of the name trick
is by walking.
Well, not only that, but you have to evolve it at night.
Right.
Which is outside of Community Day hours. Oh. So I feel like the
sporadic variety.
Well, I feel like what would be the best move, I think, although it would probably be a little hard to do this, but the most pleasing move, I would think, is to bring back the name trick for those 3 hours. That way you can control the evolution.
High five!
You can control the evolution, get each exclusive move for the evolutions.
Somebody tell Niantic.
And you can get shinies for each. Guaranteed. If you get enough shinies, of course, because we all know our shiny luck sucks.
Okay, well, you said Chinese and Monica can't say nothing, so.
Well, I mean, I can't.
So, can we just move on to something that makes me happy? Like, yes, that's a great idea. That would be so awesome.
Yep. Unfortunately, I think they're going to take the easy route and just give Eevee the exclusive move, and yeah.
And then, oh, just give the Eevee the exclusive move.
Yeah, and if you evolve it, it loses it.
Oh, like the Pikachu, the first one.
Yep.
I was so disappointed. I was like, no, where's my record?
The problem is that Vaporeon and Jolteon in particular, they have moves that they're capable of learning that would make them very much relevant again. I mean, they're not bad per se now. It's just that there's legendary Pokemon that do better than them now.
Right.
Jolteon is still the best non-legendary electric type. Vaporeon is still a very good non-legendary water type. It's just, there's Kyogre, there's Raikou, there's Zapdos. Like,
Yeah, well, I have my vapor arm will still kick some butt.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not bad per se or anything like that. It's just like there's just better options now,
right,
that do their job better. But
right.
Vaporeon can learn Waterfall. It doesn't have that in Pokemon Go right now. Jolteon can learn Wild Charge. It doesn't have that in Pokemon Go right now.
What? Oh, it doesn't.
Yeah, they don't. they get these moves in the main games via TM, but they don't have them in Pokemon Go yet.
Okay, well, I can't carry around a game system, okay? Or TV. I'm stuck to Pokemon Go, yeah. Okay?
Now, Flareon, Espeon, and Umbreon, like, they're kind of as good as they can be right now. Flareon is very good. Espeon's very good.
Umbreon's a great... Umbreon's my favorite.
Yep, Umbreon's a great defender.
Yes.
There's not real exclusive
moves. He's just so cute!
Like, each can get extra moves of their type, but...
Can they? I was gonna ask.
Yeah, Espeon can get Psy Shock. Flareon
can get... What's the best?
They already have their best movesets.
Oh, okay.
They can't... The thing with the evolutions of Eevee, if you've noticed, they only get moves of their type. They don't get moves that are outside of their type.
Like right, right.
Like Vaporeon can learn ice moves in the main games, but it doesn't get those in Go.
That would even make sense, because water, ice. But.
Yeah. So if they're, that's why I'm thinking if they stick to that, then the only moves they can get, Flareon can get Fire Fang as a fast move. Espeon can get Psy Shock as a charge move. And Umbreon can get Sucker Punch as a fast
move. Oh, heck yes. Sucker Punch. Great movie, by the way. And I want Umbreon with Sucker Punch.
Yeah. So, like, there's...
Make it happen.
Like, there's easy choices for moves that they can do, but it's Niantic. I feel like they're just going to take the easy way out and just give Eevee a last resort.
They either take the easy way out or they are big on trickery.
Now, I say the easy way out, but it would kind of be a tie into the main games and be foreshadowing, so to speak. The reason I say last resort, that is the move Eevee needs to know in the main games to use his exclusive Z move, which we are way far away from that.
I was
going to
say, stop it. My head's on... Okay.
But, much like with Ampharos when they gave it Dragon Pulse, that's foreshadowing Mega Evolution. Because when Ampharos Mega Evolves, yes, it can Mega Evolve, spoilers, it picks up a Dragon typing. Dragon Pulse is a Dragon type move, so they're foreshadowing that, even though that's pretty far down the line at this point. So I feel like that's just what they're going to do with Eevee.
I just felt like all that was, like, so much
information. No, it will until we have to go more in-depth with it, trust me. So, basically...
I'm excited, though.
You still have your 3-hour lures. Both days, the extra reward...
Double Stardust, triple...
Triple catch Stardust. Everything you catch will give off triple the normal Stardust.
Yes! Because I need it.
Yep. So, Shiny Eevee...
There's a Shiny Eevee.
Yes, there's a shiny everything.
Only on Community Day?
It'll probably be introduced on Community Day.
And what do you mean there's a shiny everything?
Yeah, every Pokemon has a shiny form. It's just up to Niantic to release it to the game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant, like, available now. I was about to say, dang, what happened while I was on that boat?
I wish.
Yeah.
But Shiny Eevee is very easy to spot. Eevee is normally brown. It's pretty much a pale white or gray.
Almost ghost-like?
It's kind of, yeah. Now, every evolution of Eevee has shiny forms as well. Vaporeon turns a purple color, which I love a lot.
Get out!
Jolteon and Espeon, for whatever reason, decide to turn a lime green.
Weird. Okay.
Yep.
What's Umbreon do?
Flareon basically becomes sort of a bigger Eevee. Like a bigger normal Eevee, which is interesting and cool. And Umbreon, it doesn't change much, but the change it has is very cool. So those yellow rings around it that like glow on its body when it attacks, they become blue.
Okay.
Which I love. It's so cool. It's like a teal blue.
Oh, that's nice.
So, that is Community Day for August. Get excited for it.
What days again? 11, 12?
It's August 11th and August 12th.
Awesome.
And
I guess we'll have to get together when they release the move or how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because we'll have to prepare everybody.
Yeah, we don't.
Anything you can do to prepare right now? I mean, yeah. I know it's still early.
Definitely.
No, actually, it's not.
Yeah, make sure you have star pieces for that triple catch Stardust.
Lucky eggs.
Yeah, lucky eggs. I guess have pineapple berries, but I mean, you shouldn't have trouble getting pineapple berries with gifts now. You get them in drones.
I know, jeez.
You get them in drones from gifts, so I would say get pineapple berries, but that's a very easy thing to do. I mean, you're going to do that naturally.
I swear, I was just complaining. Everyone was complaining not too long ago.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I'm deleting them.
Yes.
Can we trade berries? No? Down.
Yeah. I guess the last thing to talk about, it's not in the game yet. For those that went to GoFest, they were able to get Celebi, which is the next mythical Pokemon that we'll have access to.
What?
The quest line for that is in the Game Master file. It is just not released yet.
We must break in and get this Game Master file.
Yeah. I'm expecting this to drop September. This is because the release date in the U.S. for the movie that Celebi appeared in, Pokemon Forever, the release date was September of 2002. Uh-huh. And so if Niantic keeps doing what they've been doing and tying into the main series more, kind of embracing that more and more, because the reason Ho-Oh came back... When it did, I believe, or it was either Ho-Oh or Lugia, it's one of them. I can't remember which. But the reason they came back when they did was to tie in with the current Pokemon movie at that time. So they've been tying into Pokemon, like the main series
stuff,
more frequently.
You have noticed that. Yeah, you have noticed that.
So there's two things I will expect based off of that. September is, I'm expecting we get Celebi. October. I believe we get Generation 4 starters.
Ooh, it's about that time.
Because, and I'm talking early October.
Yeah, because this was this time last year.
Yep, I'm thinking early October we get the Generation 4 starters. And I say starters specifically because in one of the pictures promoting Pokemon Go Fest, they were spotted in that picture.
Really?
Yes.
Niantic loves to do that Where's Waldo crap with their Pokemon.
And, it was 2006 in Japan that Generation 4 started with Pokemon Diamond and Pokemon Pearl.
Okay, but how does this relate to Halloween?
I think Halloween is when they introduced the ghost types of Generation 4.
Oh, so there are ghost types in Generation 4. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And I think early October, I can't remember the exact date. Of course, I didn't write it down because I'm totally smart. I didn't write it down, but I believe it was early October, like, I want to say 9th or 10th, is when Pokemon Diamond and Pearl came out in Japan back in 2006. I believe that is when not only we get the starters, but all these extra evolutions that are coming for current Pokemon in Gen 4, I think that's when we get those.
I'm not betting against you on that.
Paul will. Paul will.
Well, Paul, he would.
But I mean, his.
Seth would
I mean, his timeline does make sense in respects. I was just kind of thinking of a tie-in perspective. So.
Well, you've seen the tie-ins to the movies.
Yeah.
He's just not watching the movies. Or revisiting them. I think he just watched.
Yeah, but. I think that's...
I can't watch any TV, so.
I think that's what happens with... we already know Eevee Community Day in August. I'm thinking September, we get Celebi questline. In October, we get Gen 4 starters and evolutions of current Pokemon. Plus, with the Halloween event, we get the Halloween... Or we get the ghost types for Generation 4, which isn't that many if you discount evolutions.
Well, it wasn't last year, really.
Yeah, it's even less, actually.
Well, it's something new.
I believe the only new ghost types for Gen 4, if you don't count evolutions of current Pokemon, is the Drifloon line, which is just two Pokemon, and Spiritomb, which is a standalone. It doesn't evolve.
Cool.
Which would only be three.
Well.
But obviously, if you count ghost types... that evolve engine 4, that would be Snorunt gets a branch evolution that becomes part ghost, becomes ice ghost type, which is cool. You have a ghost type legendary in Giratina.
Wicked.
Which that might be when we get.
Yeah, and that didn't happen last year.
Yep, because that would also. We have obviously another legendary coming in August. And then if they decide to do Deoxys as a raid boss, that would be September. Set us up for October. Toward the end of October, we get Giratina as part of the Halloween event as a raid boss.
Okay, well, summer's not over yet,
yes,
Cody.
It's not
Stop
over.
It.
I know. I'm thinking
my pool is still open.
I know.
Damn
I know. I'm thinking way far in advance.
Too far.
Yeah.
I just got off the boat, and all of a sudden, they're starting school, got to register for dance, and I'm like, just get me in my pool.
Yep.
Gosh, summer just flew by.
Yep.
So stop that. Next thing you know, he's going to tell us what's coming for Christmas. Don't. He knows, but don't.
Smeargle.
Oh, my God. Is that even a thing?
Yes.
It
is actually a
Pokemon. Of course, I know, right? I said that and I was like he's going to joke about this at all. I'm the jokester. Captain and Marianne here on Professor Cody's Island. Yep. Well, oh my gosh, that was a lot that I freaking missed while on a tin boat. Yep. And I thought I was all being cool. I'm on a boat.
Yep.
Don't you ever forget. Okay, yeah, I know. Well, you know, what can I say? Thanks, Carnival, for the refund, at least.
Yep.
I mean, because seriously, that would have been very unethical, and I was prepared to bitch. So prepared. Very prepared. Overly prepared, probably. Yep.
Probably so.
But, okay, so once again, we want to thank Paul.
Yep. Shout out to Paul for the interruption. Love you, buddy.
Whether it be for the Discord drama or whether it be for Discord or, I don't know, get your maps working. No, I'm just kidding. Not his fault.
Yeah, come on, Paul.
Not his fault.
Break Niantic. You can do it.
Right? He probably could. He would. Maybe. He would try anyway.
Yeah, he would try.
He would try
sure.
anyway. But... No, I just had to. I had to pick on him again. Because that was. It's like, even if I wanted to answer it, it's like, I'm typing.
Access denied. Access
denied. I mean, the phone. I mean, you know, the phone will do that. Yeah, you'll have to hit decline to finish yep. typing. Because, okay. I mean, you know, he knows. And the few people that have embraced me in our group know. I have issues, and like if I don't finish it before the squirrel walks by, then right? Yeah. Cody's tripping out. All right, well, that was so much information. I have to go pick up parts of my brain. I really like don't even know what to do with all that. Wow, I missed a lot. It's so sad, but I do have Pokemon to trade for distance.
Oh,
for my 20 whole friends. Woot woot. Well, they're all getting one.
Yep.
You just got one.
Yep.
And I have more.
That traded you was not lucky. I'm disappointed.
Oh, but that hasn't started yet though, has it?
Yeah, it has.
Oh, the lucky started?
Yeah, they forced the update earlier today. So
yeah, I was forced for the update, but I thought it was coming.
Nope.
Aww.
Yep, the update rolled out Monday, I want to say.
All right, so when are we all meeting up to trade?
No clue.
Well, also, I didn't give you anything that I'd had for a long time. I just gave you for distance.
Yeah.
And I just got the distance. So if you're looking for lucky, I'm going to have to scroll way on back.
Yep, so will I.
I mean, I still have some stuff from way on.
I think I have a few things from 2016, but yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
I wish I saved that one Vaporeon now, because like I powered it up a lot, and I finally was able to like IV check it. It wasn't very good, so I eventually just stopped holding on to it and got rid of it, because my storage space was getting full.
Yeah, back in those days, right?
No, I'm still having those problems.
Oh my gosh, you would. You would be.
I'm, well...
Like you have no more rooms for friends. I mean, of course.
My problem is I'm being stubborn and not upping my storage space, because I can up it by a lot, but I'm just very stubborn about it, because it costs coins.
It doesn't cost that many coins.
I know, but it still costs coins.
It doesn't cost.
Hey, I said I was being stubborn about it.
How many coins do you have? Are you hoarding all the coins? Okay, it's I know it's financial. It's personal. I know. We don't ask people about their money, even in Pokemon. I get it. All right. So, anything else? New clothes? Are you sure?
I think that's finally it.
Now that
legit, actually.
Really? Watch. Just give it a minute. I'm sure as soon as we log back
on. No, I'm sure they're going to
horn thing will be red again.
No, watch tomorrow. They'll actually announce CV's exclusive move.
Well, then we'll just have to announce it to everyone who's already seen
it. They always seem to do that, like, the day after we do a major podcast.
Yeah.
It's when they drop, oh, by the way, here's a community day move for this Pokemon. Like, curse you, Niantic.
Right? Well, you're usually right about it. But still taking bets. Call in on what was the first one, what the next legendary is going to be. I say they're going to bring back the Willow. I say they bring back the dogs just because I need them and I want them. And who put the dogs out? Whoop, because, yeah.
I'm hoping for the dogs, but I'm expecting a Shadow Claw Gengar.
Yeah, well. We're all hoping for something, Cody.
Yes.
I'm hoping for a shiny. I'm hoping Niantic will light me. Okay. We could go on about this
one. I legit want shinies of the legendary dogs. They are so cool looking.
Look, I missed out because I didn't even know about Raygroot. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't have 20 friends to play. I was in the wrong neighborhood. Yeah. Yep. I missed all of that.
I can also use a 15 attack Raikou. That thing hated me when it was in raids. Is one of my worst catch rates of any legendary to date. And yeah, I had terrible luck with it. So I would love to redeem myself with the research breakthrough. Let me rephrase that. I would love Niantic to give me the opportunity to redeem myself with that, because all the Snorlaxes I've been getting have not been very good IVs, so.
Mine either. I would just love Niantic to look the other way and throw me a glimmer in the form of a shiny anything at this point. I'll take a shiny Murkrow, for God's sake.
I still don't have that. I need that. Right. I love the color scheme on that.
Yeah.
Which is why I can't get it.
I know, right?
Maybe I didn't care for the Roselia. That's why I got it.
Oh, see, maybe we need. That's what we need to do.
Clearly.
I hate all shinies from here on out.
No, I was trying to get someone a shiny Minun because it was their favorite color. The shiny Minun was their favorite color.
It's shiny?
It can be shiny, yes. it's part of GoFest.
So not anymore, or is it still available?
Still available, just not as common.
Of course.
And it took me getting her five or six shiny Plusles before she finally, with about 30 minutes left,
got it before
like the increased spawn rate and shiny rate stopped. About 30 minutes left on the Sunday, she finally got a shiny Minun as her five or six Plusles. I'm like, yep. Niantic knows. Niantic channels us. They know us.
Right.
They know what we really want. It's like,
wait, are they the microbes in the water that are getting into our system?
Probably.
I mean, I'm just saying. I know people that think that yeah, there are microbes. So maybe it's Niantic. Well, no. Give me some shiny microbes, damn it. Okay.
That would be really cool.
Well, as long as I don't glow. I don't want to glow. I want my Pokemon to glow.
You don't want to feel the glow?
Well, it is 10:55 and I do still feel like I'm on a boat. So, yeah. I guess if that fits a glow, it might fit more like a drug I'd like to bottle. Yeah, because it's more like a wavy kind of, ooh, hi.
Yep.
Little tipsy, not drunk, not sloshy, not trashy, not ready to go get a tramp stamp, not yet, but yeah. He just looked at me so funny.
Okay,
like, wow, was that inappropriate? No. Well, that's what they call a tattoo right there. I didn't name that because I wanted a tattoo.
Someone named that.
I wanted a tattoo there until, oh, you want a tramp stamp? And I went, I want a what? No, I want a tattoo at the small of my back. Yeah, called tramp stamp. And I'm like, but can we just call it a stamp maybe? Like.
Clearly not.
No. So, needless to say, shoulder blade, bae. And my girl is working at Studio 42. Yes, yes, my Lynette May. And so I'm about to go back and see her, get my shoulder blade touched up, and I'm going to get my Pokemon tattoo.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not telling. It's going to be a big reveal. You know. Anyway, what are you going to do? Type your passcode in.
Yeah.
Because the 10. Yep. All right. So that's a lot of Pokemon Go news and tips, Professor Cody. I got to go, put some circuits back together in my head.
I have to reload my brain now. I think it's all...
I know, like you're all like, ooh. It's like he's shutting down, you guys.
Yep.
It's like, seriously, his head's tilted a little bit. Yep, exactly. I think I think he just gave us so much he overloaded himself.
Yeah.
But listen, thanks for joining in. And seriously, if you want to call in and play along with us, we'll play some bets, but, don't expect anything, I have nothing to give. Go talk to Carnival Dream. They have all my money. And so does that cute-ass dolphin with the pig belly that I got to swim with. Anyway, totally made Cody jealous. Anyway, this has been Pokemon News, Pokemon Go News and Tips with Cody Professor. And am I Marianne? I might be Ginger. Was there a Ginger?
There wasn't when we started. There might be now.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of all the characters. I'm not the skipper, though.
All right, Captain. Full speed ahead.
I don't know. I'll be the scientist. I can't think of his name. Well, that's you. Damn! All right, this isn't working out. Yeah, see? Brain's fried. Pokemon Go news and tips over and out. And remember, wherever you are in the world, play this over and over. I'm going to have to. And play Pokemon Go. Prepare for Eevee community days.
Yes.
And keep it unreal.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.